This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Rauch. On the show today, we are talking about a whole bunch of things.
Right. Potential vaccine fees for more workers. We discuss at length goals for year-end herd immunity and pharmacists' difficulties operating in the lockdown.
Yes. So if at any point you'd like to get in touch with us and tell us what you think, 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on the conversation on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, as we teased earlier, we need to kind of relook what we need to do in order to reach herd immunity by the end of this year. Now, apparently, right. Malaysia needs to vaccinate between 300,000 and 500,000 people a day to achieve herd immunity by the end of the year.
Right. Epidemiologist Professor Dr. Awang Bulgiba Awang Mahmud of University of Malaya said there was a need to boost vaccination as the number of sporadic cases had increased and the growing suspicion that the infectious period for COVID-19 had reached 21 days. Wow, they're locked. Okay. Having a half-baked lockdown with lots of movement and contact between people means sporadic cases will continue to spread, and this measure is temporary, and the cases will rise again after a 2-3 month lockdown, and a more permanent solution is to push vaccination as hard and as quickly as possible to stop the virus transmission by achieving herd immunity. He said the target should be revised to between 300,000 and 500,000 jabs a day.
Now, if I'm not mistaken,
it's 150.
It's currently at about 100,000, if I'm not mistaken, a day. But we're hoping to kind of up that. I think the government's goal is to administer 150,000 jabs a day this month and increase it to about 200,000 the following month in July. And according to according to a professor, you know, this is just not enough. Mm. He said the target should be, like you mentioned earlier, 300,000 jabs per day to vaccinate 25 million people by the end of the year. This is because two jabs per person, which means 50 million jabs, need to be administered. And that will take us roughly 6 months of continuous vaccination at 300,000 jabs per day. Dr. Awang Bulgiba also said that this must be done at once before new variants took root in the community. Otherwise, he said her immunity would be harder to achieve. And he added, if more people have even partial immunity against COVID-19, then the probability of virus transmission and its presence in the community will be reduced.
And once the 80% target was reached, he said children could undergo vaccination and this would lead to a herd immunity barring any new variant. He said we may start to see a sustained reduction in the sporadic infections once 50% of the population is vaccinated, and that would greatly reduce transmission. He said that at this point, mass testing was too exhaustive and could not cover the population fast enough. He said negative results without immediate vaccination was futile, as sporadic transmissions made up 60 to 80% of the cases now.
Yeah. He did, however, say that efforts by Sarawak and the federal territories to register and visit the community to vaccinate people, he said that this was timely. Now, if you, like some people I overheard yesterday, looked at yesterday's COVID-19 numbers at about 5,000 and thought, hey, it's actually going down. We're flattening the curve.
Right.
And that this, you know, full MCO might not take too long. Well, the Malaysian Public Health Physician Association President, Dr. Zainal Arifin Omar, said that the 2-week movement control order, he says it's insufficient as the number of daily new cases could be 2 or 3 times the reported figure due to the magnitude of sporadic infections and the high number of clusters that were diminishing overstretched testing and tracing resources. I think someone else also brought the fact that, you know, over the weekend, testing numbers kind of dip a bit.
Right.
Now, he added that we need at least a month of MCO to carry out testing, tracing and surveillance and track the significant changes. He added that the success of this would depend on the precision of the public health intervention strategies, and that aggressive find, test, trace, isolate, support measures must be the main thrust. So where we're at right now is about 100,000, but what we need to get is to about 300,000 jabs per day at the minimum, right? So that's what we're looking at. Now, we're going to need to take another break already for some messages, but when we come back, we'll do that story about how pharmacists are apparently having difficulties operating during this lockdown. Why is that? All the details and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.